Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
This weekend in Loxton, huge events happening. The Mardi Gras. I thought we'd better catch up with the lady herself, the Mardi Gras ambassador for 2021, Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, thanks for having me on this morning.
No worries at all. So you are the ambassador. I love that you've come this morning with all of the get-up as well.
Of course.
We've got to take the video, of course, because, I mean, it's radio, so we've got to waste otherwise. You're an ambassador. What does it mean? What do you do? What are your roles?
Well, with COVID this year, it's been a little bit different, of course. Normally, yeah. I spend the year representing Loxton for different events, trying to fundraise more money for the Mardi Gras and the community. And we normally also go up to Toonarama to our sister event and go represent there and get to be in the float there as
yes.
well. But myself and Melissa, our charity ambassador, will be doing it next year.
Okay, that's cool.
Because that event has been cancelled.
Yeah, it's always a good fun event though, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I love that the Amazing Race went to Port Lincoln.
Oh, I know.
And they had to toss some tuna too. Like, yeah. Tunarama is such a weird thing, isn't it?
It is.
So there's plenty on in Loxton, all over Loxton as well.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's happening, starting from tomorrow morning.
Of course. So tomorrow morning, it's a whole different event, obviously with COVID.
Yeah.
So we've got the go-ahead. Brand new venue for us. So it's back on our old grounds on Oval number 2.
Nice.
Of course, you have to have tickets for this event. So
yes.
everyone's got to be traced. But it's going to be a lot more fun. Great weather. It's going to be more of a carnival atmosphere. So you're going to have your food trucks in there.
Nice.
You have still your parade. We've still got the orange bowling competition. sponsored by Nippy, so thank you to them. And we've got some really cool food trucks in there this year as well, even one coming down from Adelaide, which two chefs, one cart, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about, I want to just highlight the old underarm orange bowling event, because Lockie and I were discussing it in the hallway just before,
mm-hmm.
you know, training our, I think I might go a left arm this year.
Yeah.
It's all about, it's not just, you know, how hard you can throw an orange, it's about a bit of accuracy too, right?
It is definitely some accuracy. Mm. So, yeah, it's definitely a bit of a skill. Our ambassador team last year failed miserably at it and I think we got bet by 12-year-olds. So,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's going to go exactly how the old grape stomp went and we will come dead last and yet probably get beaten by primary school kids as well.
Yeah.
But I reckon we'll give it a go tomorrow.
Oh, I love that.
It's good fun. And then, of course, you're in the parade too.
Yes.
You get to do the old queen wave.
Yes, I've got my queen wave. So my float, we are fairies of the river realm.
Oh.
So watch out for my float tomorrow, which is really exciting. And we're definitely going to have some amazing floats again this year. So the Provost ladies always put on a great show.
They do.
So do the school kids as well.
Yeah, they do. Now, unfortunately, it does have to come to an end for you. I think I know why you've worn this stuff today.
Yes.
Because you are milking it. You're going to give it away tomorrow, right?
Unfortunately, I am. I'm going to have to hand over this crown, much to my disgust. If I run off with just the tiara on tomorrow...
I don't blame you because it looks amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So we're going to find out who the next ambassador is.
Yes, we are. Okay. So we'll be... last night we had the judging for our community ambassador. So good luck to Peter and also to Rosie.
Yes.
But we've also will be crowning the junior ambassadors,
nice.
As well as our senior ambassadors as well tomorrow. So...
Very nice.
All the crowns will be handed over. So, yeah, it's going to be a sad day for me tomorrow.
It will be, but make the most of it.
Oh, I will.
It's going to be a long day for you tomorrow.
It's going to be a very long day, but it's really exciting, and I can't believe we're up to 64 years of the Mardi Gras now.
Amazing. And so good to see it's actually happening.
Exactly.
You know, all COVID aside.
Yeah, the committee put in a lot of work, so I couldn't thank the committee enough, so particularly led by Liz DeMont, our president,
yeah.
The McGarrys, and Chris and Sandy as well, Nolene, Nola, Bill Ebert. I know I've probably forgot a few names,
yeah.
but that committee, I've never seen such a hard-working committee to get this all done, so
yeah, credit
they deserve
to them.
A big... pat on the back.
Yeah, definitely. It's been an uphill battle for them this year, and they'll be so glad when tomorrow goes ahead and it all goes flawlessly, I'm sure.
Of course. And then once we've got the appreciation service on Sunday over with,
yes.
we're going to have a well-earned break.
Sounds good. Well, thanks so much for catching up with me this morning, Nicole, and good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you so much.